Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchel with my colleague Joseph Sternberg. He's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. And right now, the Rishi Sunak government is proposing illustrating with tax hikes across, as far as I understand, across the board for professionals, for working, for day laborers, and for the extreme well-to-do. They're changing rates of income tax, but there's some specialized language here. Joe, it's never good to change directions when you're a party in power for as long as the conservatives have been. I believe it's a dozen years now. But they're changing directions. From this distance, from this side of the Atlantic, it looks like they're raising taxes, not just on the rich, but on everybody. That's supposed to be Labour's identity, not Tories. So what's happened to the Conservative Party that they're raising taxes? And sometimes they're raising taxes using inflation to do it. Who are they, Joe?
Good question, John. I think that the big political and economic story here in the UK is that the Conservative Party appears to have completely lost its moorings on economic policy. So you and I have discussed over the past year, and especially starting last autumn, how there was a period under former Prime Minister Liz Truss where it looked like the party was going to wrench itself in a more free market, low tax direction. And then for a variety of reasons, they ended up kicking her out and bringing in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and his Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, who have gone in completely the opposite direction. And this is becoming an urgent issue right now, partly because the party clearly is struggling politically. They remain behind Labour quite far in the polls. As I think we've discussed before, the Conservatives did very poorly in local government elections a few weeks ago, which has really alerted the party leadership to the fact that voters are very unhappy with them. And then we're also now about a month into the new tax year in the UK, which always starts in early April. And so people are now starting to feel some of the full effects of these Tory tax increases. And I think that people are discovering that because one of the Tories' strategies has been to freeze the level of the tax brackets, people are getting nominal pay increases that don't keep up with inflation, but that do end up kicking them into the next highest tax bracket. So you can see your standard of living go down at the same time that your tax bill is going up pretty noticeably. And people look at that and they think that the Tories were supposed to be the party that would manage the economy and the government's finances more competently than this.
And the tax hike is here now. It's not proposed for the future. And it's going to increasingly tax more and more people at the higher rate. I'm trying to interpret this specialized language in the London Times. Everybody's paying taxes and everybody's paying more taxes is one conclusion I draw.
Yes, the tax increases have already happened as of April 6th, and they took a couple forms. There were a few instances where, particularly for higher earners, they decreased the threshold at which the highest 45% marginal rate would kick in. So that is now hitting people at about £125,000 of annual income, whereas it used to be £150,000. And that captures a lot of people who work in finance. Those are higher earners. That's quite far above the median. But where the middle class is really getting hammered now is this freezing of the brackets, and particularly freezing the line between the 20% tax bracket and the 40% tax bracket. I confess I forget exactly where that line is, but it is calculated in such a way that the middle class is not completely immune from that jump. And because that level, that threshold has now been frozen for the next 7 years, there's an estimate that what's going to end up happening is that as people get wage increases because of inflation, those wages might not keep up with inflation. So your standard of living will go down in inflation adjusted terms, but your tax bill will go up because you will have been kicked into the 40% bracket. And I think there's a new estimate that was released just the other day suggesting that millions of taxpayers could end up finding themselves paying the 40% tax rate without ever having had an increase in their standard of living, and in fact, having seen that standard of living in inflation-adjusted terms go down.
Is this popular? Do people, I don't think they've had a chance to vote on it, and voting for Labour doesn't exactly tell you that they're going to reject taxes. Do the British people want to pay more for taxes, Joe?
No, I don't think that this is popular at all. And in fact, I think that this is probably one reason that voters appear to be falling out of love with the Conservative Party very quickly. And I think, you know, certainly the appeal of this chicanery, I mean, in the US, we used to call it bracket creep. Over here, they call it fiscal drag. The appeal to governments is that it is supposed to be hidden, that people don't notice that it's happening. Unfortunately for the Tories, because the inflation is so rapid, people are experiencing the dramatic deterioration in their quality of life at the same time that the wage bill, you know, the wage in nominal terms can still go up noticeably enough that you will feel it when you go into that higher tax bracket. So I actually think there's a very real political danger to the Conservatives. The voters will notice this tax increase that they weren't supposed to.
Joseph Sternberg is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London where the taxes are climbing. They may be climbing everywhere soon enough. We're coming home to America again.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.